It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, WPR Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson joins us to wrap up a week-long look at transportation issues here in Wisconsin. First, Vice President Mike Pence was in Wisconsin today, along with House Speaker Paul Ryan. Pence attended a private event in Janesville, where he spoke about President Trump's economic agenda, health care, and other topics. The visit took place at the same time as some new reporting about the vice president was making headlines. Yesterday evening, the Indianapolis Star reported that Pence used a private email account to conduct official business in his former position as the governor of Indiana, an account that was later compromised by hackers. It didn't take long for critics of Pence to point out his vocal opposition to Hillary Clinton's use of a private email account during her tenure as Secretary of State. But what do we know about this story so far, and is it fair to compare these two cases? Abby Phillip joins us now to talk more about this story. She's a White House reporter for The Washington Post. Abby, thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
In the words of the Indianapolis Star, Vice President Mike Pence routinely used a private email account to conduct public business as governor of Indiana, at times discussing sensitive matters and homeland security issues. So, first off, how did this story come to light?
Well, Mike Pence's emails have been the subject of a lot of scrutiny for quite some time now, including that he had sent some emails related to his opposition to Syrian refugees being resettled in Indiana. But beyond that, Pence has also been a sharp critic of the former Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. And the Indianapolis Star has been doing a lot of work on this and had put in a public records request for Pence's emails from a private email account that was pretty widely known that he had been using throughout his time as governor. And what they found was that the account had essentially been compromised at least once, and that he was conducting a wide range of business on that account, personal, government-related, and so on and so forth, raising some questions about his own criticism of Clinton during the campaign.
Do we have any idea how extensively he used that private email account?
We have a little bit of an idea. Sources in Pence's office have told me that he has had that particular account since the 90s. So it's a personal account that he has used for quite some time, and he used it throughout his time as governor. And part of the reason that he did that was because Indiana does have a law that requires that political communications are not handled on government email accounts. So Pence would have used that account to deal with issues that might have been in a gray area between the political and the official. It appears that he used that it for other government work as well, but that might have encompassed conversations between aides, just as a source of a form of communicating directly with some of his closest aides. So it's a little bit unclear how far his use of this account went, but we do know that he used it throughout his time as governor.
Do we know about the content of some of these messages?
Well, some of them were definitely private in nature, but others would have been communications with his staff about strategy. There were a couple of emails that had to do with some FBI arrests in the state of Indiana. Now, the complication here is that those arrests were being discussed publicly in news reports around that same time. So it's not clear that that information would have been considered private or even confidential. At the same time, there are a lot of emails that were not released to the Indy Star, partly because the state of Indiana had deemed them to be sensitive or confidential and that they should not be released as part of a public information request. So that suggests that there was some information being transmitted on this account that was private in nature and so private such that they could not be eventually released.
So based on what we know so far about the actions taken by the vice president with his email and Indiana law, I mean, was anything that occurred so far, as we know, against the law?
As far as we know, it doesn't look like there was anything against the law, and I think this is the big contention of Vice President Pence's office, is that there is no prohibition against Pence using a private email account as governor. There is also no classified information that he would have been dealing with because he doesn't have a security clearance and wasn't an official working at the federal level. So there wasn't anything illegal. There were some questions raised about whether all of those messages would be archived in accordance to Indiana's public records laws. And it looks like it's very likely that they will be, at least Pence's office has said that all of those emails will be in compliance with public records laws. So there isn't anything much illegal about it, but critics are definitely raising comparisons between Trump's use of multiple email accounts while serving as governor and Hillary Clinton's, although the situations are not, they're not exactly parallel for a lot of different reasons.
We're talking with Abby Phillip right now, White House reporter for The Washington Post, talking about Vice President Mike Pence's use of a private email account to conduct some official business in his former position as the governor of Indiana. And Abby, you said that these two cases, Hillary Clinton and Mike Pence, in terms of using, in her case, a private email server, in his case, a private email account, that they're not quite parallel. What do you see there?
Well, the biggest differences are that Hillary Clinton was a federal official. She was the nation's top diplomat and would have routinely dealt with classified information as a routine part of her job. So there was a possibility that in communicating about her work that she would be communicating about a classified or sensitive information. Beyond that, her private email account was being managed on a private server in her home. And that's a little bit different from what Mike Pence was doing. He was using a private email account that was being managed by a corporate entity, in this case, AOL. So the accounts may have been at similar levels of vulnerability. There's no evidence that Hillary Clinton's account was actually compromised. There is, however, evidence that Mike Pence's account was. But Hillary Clinton's account was, as being a private server managed by only her and without the sort of knowledge of people in the federal government, raised a lot more questions about whether it was prudent to be doing any business that would relate to national security from an account that could be susceptible to hacking.
And what has Pence's team had to say about this story?
Well, they are trying to dismiss it and basically suggesting that he did nothing wrong and that what he did was actually in keeping with what previous governors of Indiana have done. That being said, it's been very difficult to explain away the fact that the account was compromised. I think that's probably the most damaging element of the story, that there is some evidence that someone was able to access the account and that there was perhaps not enough care taken to make sure that that information was secure as governor. They have said, though, that once he became the vice presidential nominee during the summer of 2016, that he stopped using all his private accounts and that additional security measures were added so that information would be secure. As vice president, of course, he does not use, at least according to what his office told me, he does not use a private account in that position.
And in general, it's a rule of thumb that there is a little bit more when it comes to cybersecurity when there are official government accounts to use. Is that right?
Right. Well, they're supposed to be at the very least. And there are a lot of more information security controls that are placed on government accounts. There are a lot of things that you can't do from a government account in an attempt to sort of keep that information as secure as possible. And beyond that, one of the most important reasons they officials are encouraged to use or expected to use government accounts is because those documents need to be kept and archived both for security purposes but also for historical purposes. So there are several reasons why there's a shorter leash on government accounts, although nothing is really fail-safe, and I think that it would be a mistake to suggest that that simply by using a government account, everything is automatically going to be as secure as it could possibly be.
And we talked about Vice President Pence's criticism during the election of Hillary Clinton when it came to her private email account and private email server. What specifically did Pence have to say about that in the past that could maybe sound a little different in lieu of the news today?
Well, one of the strongest terms that he's used is that he suggested that his son, who served in the U.S. military, would have been jailed for doing what Hillary Clinton did with her email server. And remember, a common refrain for the Trump campaign and for his supporters was lock her up. That was about Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. So the suggestion that using a private email account and a private email server was a criminal offense that ought to have landed Secretary Clinton in jail was something that that I think Mike Pence generally signed onto, and I'm not sure that he would really change his view of that now. I mean, perhaps he would be less eager to make this argument, but he has insisted as late as today that he doesn't believe that there's any real commonality between his situation and Secretary Clinton's, and the reason for that is because of the nature of the information, the possibility that Clinton could have been distributing or dealing in classified information through her private account.
Abby, thanks so much for joining us.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks.
That was Abby Philip, White House reporter for The Washington Post. We were talking there about Vice President Mike Pence's use of a private email account to conduct official business in his former position as the governor of Indiana.